Bernie Porn is president of Epic MRA, one of the states, one of the nation's best and most efficient polling companies. Bernie, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you for that wonderful introduction.
Well, you have been busy getting our thoughts on many items, and you can also tell us a little bit about today with the information that you're releasing, how Michigan voters feel about the debt ceiling.
Well, not a solid, but a respectable majority of 53% of Michigan voters opposed the agreement that President Obama and the Republicans in the House and the Democratic-controlled Senate came up with, 32% favor it. But there's a world of difference between the views of voters based on their partisanship. Democrats are pretty much split on the issue, 43% to 42% favoring it. Independents are opposed, 54% to 26%, and Republicans are solidly opposed, 63% to 25%.
And Bernie, one-third favor equal cuts and tax increases to further reduce the deficit.
And that just shows that Republicans really, I think, did not read the electorate in terms of their insistence on cuts only, because the electorate does support at least some level of taxes. They want mostly cuts, and that's why I think the position that one out of four dollars to balance the budget or eliminate the deficit should be based on tax increases. There is overwhelming support for doing that. However, again, there's a great partisan divide. Democrats favor both spending cuts and tax increases. Independents side with Democrats largely, but Republicans overwhelmingly by 76% say that it should be all or mostly spending cuts. 52% say cuts only. So to a large extent, the Republicans are, in fact, representing their voters. And when you think about the fact that many of the members of Congress are elected in the primary by and largely by the Tea Party supporters, they do not have to listen as much to independent and Democratic voters. Where they're in more marginal districts, well, then that's a different story. But clearly there is support for having tax increases as a part of the solution to the debt ceiling issue.
Now, these questions Bernie and I have been talking about were part of Epic MRA's regularly scheduled statewide survey conducted from August 13th through 16. It's a sample of 600 folks with an error rate of 4%, Bernie, and I know that you try to get a cross-section of Michiganders.
Absolutely. As we are heading into a presidential election, our sample reflects how much each county and each jurisdiction contributes to an average presidential election. And so the sample that we pull mirrors a general election electorate.
How do Michiganders feel about same-sex marriage?
They're opposed to it, 54% to 36% favoring it. Again, partisan divide. Democrats favor same-sex marriage, 54 to 34%. Independents oppose it, and Republicans really oppose it by 75%. And it's interesting, there is also a difference between men and women. Women are only narrowly opposed. Men overwhelmingly oppose it by like 61%. And even among Democrats, Democratic men are opposed to same-sex marriage, while Democratic women are overwhelmingly supportive of it. That was really something that was interesting in terms of the results of the survey on same-sex marriage.
Bernie, how do we feel about the Tea Party movement?
Well, somewhat surprisingly, it has not shifted all that much. We track voter opinion on the Tea Party, and it has held around 38% to 40% saying they support it, and 38% to 40% saying they oppose it. It has jumped up a little bit in terms of opposition, and when you look at those who strongly favor or strongly oppose the Tea Party movement, the folks who strongly oppose it are much higher than those who support it, 35% to 19%. Most of those who are supporters of the Tea Party movement are indeed Republicans.
Anything surprise you about what we've been talking about this morning?
Not really. It's all consistent with what the national polls are showing in terms of voter opinion on the debt ceiling issue.
I think what's interesting is the difference in opinion men and women have about same-sex marriage.
Yeah, that was rather striking.
And Bernie, so what's up next? Is this the end of this polling sample, or you got more goodies for us?
You have gotten all four parts of the survey. There's really nothing else to tell you about it.
Right.
I'll be back in touch next month when we do our next monthly survey.
Great. It'll be interesting to see how that race for the United States Senate will fare if Congressman Hoekstra still has that lead, or if people start pulling a little bit closer.
Well, we'll try and test the Republican primary and see how Hoekstra and the other candidates compare among Republican voters, and we'll also maybe try to test both Hoekstra and Clark Durant to see how voters view the two of them against U.S. Senator Stabenow.
Bernie Porn with Epic MRA. Thanks so much, Bernie.
Thank you kindly for having me.